Praise the Lord. I'm going to continue, and I will try and record this other part as an audio. So if you still can't hear my voice very well because of the network, I will send the rest of this teaching as a separate audio. Yeah, just for you to catch up. But I will continue the teaching while I'm recording the other part of the teaching. That is the part from this point where the network is not stable. Now, I was saying that I was saying that if you connect First Samuel chapter 15 verse 23 with First Samuel 28 verse 6 to 7, you will see that what God said through prophet Samuel about witchcraft is true. In First Samuel 15 verse 23, the prophet told King Saul that he said, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He hath also rejected thee from being king." Yeah. And now you can confirm that in 1 Samuel 28, verse 6 to 7, that Paul now went further in his rebellion to consult a witch at Endor. Yeah, Paul went further in his rebellion. He went deeper into witchcraft, meaning that his rebellion got stronger. And the stronger the rebellion, the deeper he entered, or the deeper he began to sink into witchcraft. Yeah, the deeper he began to sink into witchcraft. So you will see in that verse 6, 1 Samuel 28 verse 6, it says, "And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets." Yeah, so all the channels through which Saul could hear from God were blocked because of his rebellion. Because God, since he turned away from God, God also turned away from him. He was unrepentant, so he was not willing to surrender to the will of God. So God stopped speaking to him, and that led him to go deeper into witchcraft. Yeah, that led him to go deeper into witchcraft. Now, what can we learn from this? We can learn that it is easy for spiritual people that have once been close to God, people that operate in spiritual gifts and anointing, people that have once been hearing from God, receiving messages from God. It is very easy for such people to enter into witchcraft, especially when when their character gets dark and evil. Yeah, which makes them to lose their connection with God, their closeness with God. So once their character gets toxic and unclean and unacceptable before God, it is very easy for such people to turn into witchcraft. Yeah, because they would still want to continue to enjoy God's power. They will still want to continue to enjoy the spiritual realms. Yeah, I think that's the best way to put it. They would still want to continue to enjoy the supernatural. Yeah. But since they cannot get such enjoyment anymore from God, because God have left them, many of them now enter into witchcraft. That is, many of them now begin to do things that are not biblical, things that are not scriptural. Yeah, things that attract demons. Yeah, so they feel like I just need to fix this thing by myself, since I cannot have what I used to have with God before. Then I just need to look for ways to sort this out. Yeah, so some of them, they start consulting false prophets. Some of them, they start consulting materials, books about the spiritual worlds that are not according to the Bible. And in so doing, they end up in witchcraft. Yeah, and some of them even have to look for cults, demonic cults, secret cults, and they join those cults because they could no longer have the benefits and the pleasures they were having with God before. Yeah. They could no longer have the benefits, the pleasures that they get from God. So they felt that they should turn to another source that could give what they had lost in their fellowship with God. Yeah, since God had left them because of their negative character. So they felt they still need to continue to enjoy the supernatural. Yeah, so they felt they should seek other sources, other spiritual sources that could satisfy their needs. Yeah. So that was what happened to Saul. So eventually, his rebellion took him deeper into witchcraft, to the point that he began to consult altars of darkness. He began to consult witches, the same people he was against when he started ruling as a king. Yeah, if you read verse 9 of that 1 Samuel chapter 28, you will see that Saul has at certain times waged war against everyone practicing witchcraft, everyone operating with familiar spirits. Saul had at a time persecuted those people, even killed many of them. But now, after he had turned away from God, and God had turned away from him, he was now visiting the same people he had once fought and denied. Yeah, I pray that we would not get to that point. Yeah, I pray that you will not get to that point. Yeah, even if you happen to have fallen in your walk with God, or whenever you happen to fall, I pray that you will rise again before it would be too late, in Jesus' name. So now we are going to look at some other scriptures. Yeah, we're going to look at hunger. Yeah, I have just talked on rebellion, how it takes it takes a man deep into witchcraft. So now I'll be talking on anger. Let us read Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 to 22. Matthew chapter 5, 21 to 22. Matthew chapter 5, 21 to 22. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother Raka shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. yeah, anger is one of those characters that stirs up witchcraft. Yeah, it stirs up the spirit of witchcraft and empowers the spirit of witchcraft to do terrible things. Yeah. In fact, in the sight of God, anger is equal to killing. Yeah, anger is equal to killing. Yeah, so that was why Jesus said that. Jesus said in verse 21, he said, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment." Yeah, now Jesus is connecting killing to getting angry. In verse 22, Jesus said, "But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." Yeah. You know the kind of anger Jesus is talking about here is a kind of uncontrollable anger. And maybe I should call it unreasonable anger. Yeah. A kind of anger that is based on things that does not, things that things that shouldn't be a reason for getting angry. Yeah. So that was why he said that getting angry without a cause. Yeah. Is equal to killing that person. That is, getting angry and then even after the person has apologized, you still continue to be angry at the person. And then even after you have read the Bible or you remember that Jesus said that you should forgive everyone that offends you, yeah, that even if it has to be 70 times 7 times, you should forgive that person. Even after you have seen that in the scripture, you still continued to be angry at the person, then that is equal to killing that person. Yeah. Yeah. It means you are getting angry based on an unacceptable ground before God. Yeah, you are getting angry based on a reason that is unacceptable before God. And in fact, we have some people that they even get angry without any reason. If you ask them that, what exactly is the reason for this your anger, they might not be able to point at any reason. That is witchcraft. Yeah, that is witchcraft. So you should really ask God to deliver you from the spirit of anger. And not only that, even the spirit of hatred. Let us read 1 John chapter 3, verse 15. It says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. So even hatred is murder. Yeah, hatred is murder in the realm of the spirit, in the sight of God. Yeah. God sees hatred and anger as killing people. Yeah. So which means many believers today, they have their hands full of blood. Because they are being moved by anger and hatred. It's just the same with when Jesus said that if you look at a woman or you look at a man and you lust after that person in your heart, that you have already committed sexual immorality with that person. You have already committed adultery or fornication with that person. Yeah, so it is the same with these things we are talking about. So the fact that you say, well, that person did not know I'm angry at her, does not mean the fact that you have not even verbalized the anger, you have not spoken it out, you have not expressed it, doesn't mean it has not happened. So immediately there is anger in your heart, in your soul. Before God, you are a murderer. Immediately there is hatred. Yeah, it is murder in the realm of the spirit. So this is why you must get rid of those things. They are witchcraft. Yeah. They are witchcraft. Then I'm going to talk about pride. Then I will round off the teaching in Luke chapter 22, verse 24 to 27. Now I'm talking about pride as another character that sinks people into witchcraft. Pride. Luke 22 verse 24 to 27. Luke 22:24 to 27. And there was also strife. There was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. Because he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve. Verse 27. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. Now let me read these same verses for you in New Living Translation. Luke 22, Luke 22, verse 24 to 27, New Living Translation. Then they began to argue among themselves about who would be the greatest among them. Jesus told them, "In this world, the kings and great men lord it over their people, yet they are called friends of the people. But among you it will be different. Those who are the greatest among you should take the lowest rank, and the leader should be like a servant. Who is more important, the one who sits at the table or the one who serves?" The one who sits at the table, of course, but not here, for I am among you as one who serves. Yeah, Jesus Christ is saying that not in the kingdom of God would the one who sits at the table become greater than the one who serves. It is like that in the world, but not in the kingdom of God. So whoever wants to be the greatest in the kingdom of God must be the least, must be the servants, must take the lowest rank, must humble himself. So whoever wants to be the greatest in the kingdom of God must be the servant of everyone in the kingdom of God. Yeah, so I realize that pride is one of the characters that has led many into witchcraft and that has made many go deep into witchcraft. Imagine the disciples, the apostles, they were arguing among themselves about who would be the greatest. So that desire is in many people today, many Christians today, about who should be the greatest. I mean the desire to be greater than others. Yeah, the desire to be greater than others. That desire is witchcraft. Yeah, the desire to rule over others. The desire to have others serve them, or the desire to have others serve you, that desire is witchcraft. So even if you can't do without being in the position God has placed you, you are in that position, let it always be in your mind that you are in that position to serve others, not to rule over anyone, not to command anyone, not to force anyone to do anything for you, but to serve the brethren, to serve others. So if you can have a servant heart, you definitely will be the greatest in the kingdom of God. If you can humble yourself to the point where you serve others, you serve the brethren, you serve everyone, you choose to be the servants of all, that is how God will keep lifting you high. And even as you keep going high, you keep going down to serve people. I don't know if you get it. So you go higher in God's kingdom as you go down in serving. Yeah. The more downward you go to serve, the more selfless you become. That is, you no longer care about yourself, but you care about others and what God would have you to do for others. That is how you become great in the kingdom of God. Yeah. So, and the more God keep promoting you, the more you keep humbling yourself and you keep going low, going low, going low to serve others. So that is the principle of greatness in the kingdom of God. Yeah, I'm going to stop here. If you have questions, you can ask on our Telegram platform. Let us pray. Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for this teaching titled Witchcraft and Character. Thank you, Lord, for this teaching. Thank you for showing us how we cross into witchcraft through negative and unrighteous and ungodly and unclean character. And thank you for showing us that we can avoid these things. We can become better. And we can be pure in our character. I ask, O Lord, that you help as many who have heard this teaching and have determined to pursue after a holy and pure character. O Lord, help them in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you will not cross into the realm of witchcraft, both as a believer and as a minister. You will not cross into the realm of witchcraft. I pray that every sacrifice you offer to God shall be acceptable. May the Lord create in you the right character that will help all that you do in His presence to please Him and to make Him happy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen.